This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 9 Nepalese killed in a gas cylinder explosion in Himachal Pradesh of India. Nepali Congress Special General Convention extended as discussions continue and elections called for today itself. And U.S. President Donald Trump briefed on military and covert options for Iran amid deadly protests. Tehran says communication open with U.S. Now the news in detail. 9 Nepali nationals have been killed in a gas cylinder explosion in Himachal Pradesh of India. All the victims belonged to two families from the Siddha Kumakha rural municipality, ward number 2 of Salyan district. The incident occurred at around 2 a.m. today while the victims were asleep in their rented room. A gas cylinder kept inside the room reportedly exploded, triggering a fire that destroyed nearby houses. All 9 victims are believed to have died on the spot. According to ward member Lakshmi BK of Siddha Kumakha, ward number 2, the deceased include Thanabahadur Bika, his wife Kavita Bika, their daughters Radha Bika and Renuka Bika, and their son Rajan Bika. The other victims are Kasiram Bika, his wife Tika Bika, their daughter Anu Bika and son Kiran Bika. The families had been living in India for around 2 years and were working as daily wage laborers in the area. Local sources said the explosion originated from the gas cylinder kept inside their living quarters. The incident has plunged Siddha Kumakha ward number 2 into mourning. Ward chair Mekraj Budathoki said a condolence assembly will be held today itself and local offices will observe a mourning holiday today. The closed session of the Special General Convention of the Nepali Congress has been extended with the elections scheduled for today itself. The 2-day convention, which began at Prikuti Mandap in Kathmandu on Sunday, was initiated by General Secretaries Gagan Thapa and Bishwa Prakash Sharma and was originally scheduled to conclude yesterday. However, the event has been extended as discussions continued on the reports presented by the 2 General Secretaries and also the possibility of the election. According to the coordinator of the Special General Convention Management Committee, Manoj Mani Acharya, the closed session will continue today with elections for the party's top position expected today itself. He also said that the registration of the Special General Convention representatives will also continue today. During the closed session, 9 separate discussion groups were formed. These include 7 groups based on the 7 provinces and 2 additional groups representing the Kathmandu Valley and sister organizations, well-wisher committees and public liaison committees. Yesterday, General Secretary Thapa presented a political proposal addressing contemporary issues and outlining a vision to transform the party into a more dynamic and effective democratic force. The proposal emphasized strengthening party organization, management and direction. The proposal includes a 17-point special resolution aimed at preparing the party for a unified campaign focused on national development, organizational reform and internal unity. It also commits to controlling corruption and ensuring financial discipline and good governance through stronger laws, improved institutional efficiency, simplified procedures, and the establishment of a transparent, accountable administrative system. The winter water bird census conducted in and around Chitwan National Park has recorded an increase in the number of Sarus cranes, while the overall population of waterfowl has declined compared to last year. The census was carried out last week with the coordination of the Bird Education Society Nepal, Nepal Ornithological Union, National Trust for Nature Conservation, Chitwan National Park, and local community forest groups. Bird counting was conducted on foot, by boat, and by vehicle across rivers, lakes, wetlands, and floodplains. Nationwide, Nepal conducts the annual winter water bird census every January, covering major wetland sites across the country. Last year, 58 migratory birds species were recorded in Chitwan alone, underscoring the area's importance as a key winter habitat for birds migrating from China, Mongolia, Siberia, Central Asia, and southern Russia. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has been briefed on a range of military and covert options for Iran, including long-range missile strikes, cyber operations, and psychological campaigns. The BBC cited U.S. defense officials as saying the briefing comes as protests in Iran continue, with rights groups reporting more than 600 deaths in 3 weeks. On Monday, Trump announced a 25% tariff on goods from countries trading with Iran and warned that the U.S. could take very strong options if the violence continues. Iran's foreign minister has said Tehran is open to talks with Washington, D.C., but remains prepared for war. U.S. officials say Iran has made private contacts even as it takes a tougher public stance. Trump's national security team is expected to meet at the White House to discuss next steps. Meanwhile, the U.S. has urged its citizens in Iran to leave the country. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has accused the U.S. of deceit and said Iran is strong and aware of its enemies. Russian forces have carried out the most intense missile attack of the year on Ukraine early today, killing 4 people and injuring several others. Emergency power cuts were imposed in Kyiv after infrastructure was damaged. According to Reuters news agency, Ukraine's grid operator, Ukrenergo, said electricity outages were ordered in the capital following a brief but very heavy fire strike. Ukrainian monitoring groups reported that around 20 ballistic missiles were launched within about an hour overnight, calling it the most sustained attack so far this year. The Ukrainian military has not yet confirmed the full scale of the strikes. In Kharkiv, emergency services said a missile hit a postal terminal, destroying buildings and causing multiple fires. 30 people were rescued, including 2 pulled from under rubble. Russia has repeatedly targeted Ukraine's power system since the 2022 invasion, especially during winter. Moscow has not commented on the latest attack. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy across the country, while there will be cold wave coupled by fog and mist at some places over the Tarai region, which has slightly improved since noon. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nine Nepalese killed in gas cylinder explosion in Himachal Pradesh of India. Nepali Congress Special General Convention extended as discussions continue and elections called for today itself. And U.S. President Donald Trump briefed on military covert options for Iran amid deadly protests. Tehran says communication open with U.S. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.